Okay, let's get started with Yerushalmi Brachas Dav Nun Gimel as we start the fifth parak here, Baruch Hashem of Maseches Brachas. And again, this Masechta Shiurim is sponsored by Dr. Michael and Linda Elman. Lili Nishmas, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yechiel, Michal Fegelman, Bunya Bas, Rabbi Chaim, Asher Fegelman, Rabbi Gershon Lipa, Bar Leib, Azriel Rubin, and Basha Bas, Rabbi Yamin Rubin, Aleihem HaShalom. And we have some fascinating inyanim as we have every day here in the Yerushalmi Daf Yomi land. And we started the fifth parak yesterday. Again, the Mishnah said that the space, the spiritual mental space that we need to be in when we start davening, Ein omdim lehispalel ela mitoch kovid rosh. We have to be in the right frame of mind, right? We all complain to ourselves about that we can't have proper kavana, but a lot of it has to do with what we could try to do ourselves. We have to help ourselves. And the first step of helping ourselves is controlling what we do right before davening. And that could be make a huge difference in the way that we daven. And the Mishnah quoted the Hasidim Harishonim, who sat Shah Achas umispalim an hour before. Rabbi Yonah said literally an hour before, not just a figurative Shah, so that they could have Kavana Lamakom to be in the space in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Good. And then we spoke about even Melech and even Nachash. We shouldn't be mafsik. Says the Gemara. Ein omdim lispalel v'chulu. Rabbi Yirmiyah b'shem Rabbi Abba. Habam en aderech. Asur lispalel. If somebody, we had this already, I think, once, when we spoke all about, I think in the second parak, all about the issues of kavana and having proper kavana. And remember the Amora that said, thank God for my head, that knows when to bow. But Rabbi Yirmiyah says in the name of Rabbi Abba, if you're traveling and you came from traveling, then you shouldn't daven. If I know for sure that I will not have kavana in the days of old, then it was asur to daven. It's a bizayon. It's a bizayon to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a state when I know I'm not going to focus on talking to Him properly. So asur l'spalel, says the Charedim, ad sheyanuach miyegiyas haderech. Until one rests, right? One gets over jet lag. Miyegiyas, I don't know how much jet lag there was in those days because they went much slower across the time zones, but they were still exhausted. If you look in the Ma'ara Fulda, she'ein daito miyusheves alav, machmas tirdas haderech. A person's das is not miyushev, is not calm and focused, and therefore one is usher to daven. So that's one. Umatam, and what's the pasuk? What's the source? Lachain, remember that's the lashon of the Yerushalmi for mina and imili. Matam lachain shimina zos aniya ushchuras v'lo miyayin. Right, and we can say aniya is someone who again is not in the proper frame of mind. We compare that to shchuras, somebody who's drunk and not from wine. Right, they're out of it. But it's not from wine. So how do you add of it and not from wine? Somebody whose das is not miyushav on them, and that is somebody who went traveling. The Gemara in Erevin, Daf Samachay, gives a specific amount of time, 3 days. But our Gemara does not. So you don't have to say it's a stira. Our Gemara, 3 days maybe is the average, one of the Mefarshim say. And it just means that one should take into account these issues. So that's number one. Number two, Reb Zrika and Reb Yochanan b'shem Reb Elazar b'nosher Reb Yosei Glili, hametzar asur lehispalel. Somebody who is going through a difficult time. Charedim, mitzta'er, mitzar mamon o ke'ev guf. Somebody who's not feeling well, he has a pain, or he's going through a financial difficulty. Again, he can't focus properly. And also, lispalel, lo mistavra, isn't it logical, element adin karyin? It's logical that it comes from the same pasuk. Lachen shimi nazos aniyo shchuras falo mi yayin. Interesting. One might think lahefech. One might think you're in bitzaris. Start davening. Start davening, focus, and take those saras and turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I guess it depends on the type of sar. If it's the type of sar that's a certain type of sar that davening could be cathartic and could be comforting, then for sure daven. Then for sure daven. Maybe this is the type of sar that it's not something that could be naturally channeled towards davening. It's just a tsar that takes away my focus and I'm unable to focus. Maybe I'm still in shock from a financial situation that just happened. Or I'm in such pain that I can't think straight. So if I'm in pain, so again, this was in the days of old when there was a higher level of kavana usually achieved, and therefore they said not to do this. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, "Klalo shel davar kol shetarud ve'ein daito miyushevis alav aser lispalel." Anyone who is tarud and his das is not miyushev, then it's aser to daven. This, of course, is not Lamaisa, right? The Rishonim in Erevin there on Daf Samachay, the Rashba and the Ritva, and the Tur in Simen Tzadiches all say the same thing, and that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, and that is, who are we to say that we always have Kavana? So it's also for me to daven ever, because I never have proper Kavana. That's impossible. So, Bizman Azeh, there's a different standard. HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Tzadiches, which we've quoted much of over the last couple of weeks. Such a great simen. Says Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tzadiches, Lo yispalel b'makom sheish dover shemevatel kavanaso. A person shouldn't daven in a place where something is mevatel his kavana, right? The Mishnah Berurah quotes there from the Magen Avraham, I don't know, a place where they make beer, and it smells very good. And not at a time that a person's kavanah is mevatel. And that's our cases, right? Trip and sar. And that's the Maker Adin. But the Shulchan Aruch continues. V'yachshav, ein anu disharin b'cholzeh. B'b'nei she'ein anu b'chavnin kol kach b'tfila. B'zman hazeh, we're not makbid about this, because we generally don't have kavanah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, u'pashut. We have to try to do our best. If I'm angry, if I'm in a bad mood, we should try to get out of the mood before we start davening. We should try to remove those thoughts. Again, it's hard. It's hard. We have to try to do our best. And the very next halach is what we discussed a couple of days ago. Yispalo derech tachnunim, kira Hashem evakesh bepesach ubanachas. Like somebody who's poor at the door. Shelo teira'e olav kemasa. So it's not like a burden. And then the next sif is about how tefillahs can get carbon, and have to be standing, and you can't have machshava poselas, and you have to proper begadim like the big day kahuna, all of the parallels that we had. So this is Simen Tzadiches, what we like to call a refrigerator Shulchan Aruch. Should be on the fridge, or at least in the talus bag, something like that, depending where one is. Okay, so that is part one. Continuing, Tani. So we have a similar brises in the Bavli. Lo yamar adam lispalel. A person shouldn't stand up and daven lo mitoch sicha. Not right out of sicha. What is sicha? So sicha is, the Charedim quotes from Rashi, leitzonus. A certain type of scoffing, non-serious attitude. Velo mitoch schok, or mitoch schok, laughter, and like a very big joking type of situation. V'lo mitok kalas rosh, and not just general levity. V'lo mitok dvarim betalim, and not from other activities that are not constructive and content filled. Ela mitok dvar shel Torah. But divrei Torah, as we'll get to a little bit later on, not deep divrei Torah, not esoteric divrei Torah, but simple, straightforward divrei Torah, as we said yesterday. What a huge difference it would make if we would just sit and come to shul 2 minutes before davening is supposed to start, and just sit there for a minute and say a parak of Tehillim and learn a Mishnah. Just get us in the mood to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Charedim says here, this is why we have Sukkot d'Zimra. This is why we have Ashrei, right? We never just have the Amida straight away, right? We have to, you know, prepare for it. We have to get ready for it. We have Birchas Kriyashma before we even daven Meir. So that's the quotes that from the Sefer Aguda. Omrim Zmiros va'Ashrei kodem tefila. We have to make sure we remember also, you know, that's one of the first halachas we remember is, okay, Baruch Shem Ashrei Yishtabach. If you come late and then, no, that's all you need. We have to recognize that it's a schus for us. Pesukim d'Zimra helps us get into the mood, and we're supposed to try to use it. I mean, it itself is valuable. We have to make sure we recognize that. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Nun Aleph is the Simen related to issues. Tfila bein Baruch Sha'amar ad Yishtabach. Right, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Omrim Baruch Sha'amar kodem Pesukim d'Zimra v'yishtabach la'achareihem. The Shulchan Aruch said there's one big tefillah surrounded by a bracha shalafaneha and a bracha shalachareha. That's why we're not supposed to be mafsik in the middle of Kriyashma, in the middle of Pesukim d'Zimra, because it's kind of like in the middle of a bracha. It's not really a bracha, it's all tefillah in the middle of the beginning bracha and the ending bracha. Baruch Sha'amar is a bracha, Yishtabach is a bracha, but that is what the Shulchan Aruch says. Sorach lizar milahafsik, bedibur, mishiaskla baruch Sha'amar ad sov shmona esrei. Right, in between Yishtabach, we're also not supposed to. Va'afilo tzorach mitzvah in ladaber b'im rach shamar li Yishtabach, adds the Ramah. And then the Shulchan Aruch quotes a couple of details, make us have a break between Elilim and Baal Hashem Shemayim Asa, Poseich Es Yodecha, have extra Kavana, Bikofel Kol Haneshama, all the different halachas that we do. But the Shulchan Aruch then quotes, Ein Omrim Azmiris Bimerutza, Kiim Benachas. Say it slowly. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Put this together with the first halacha in Shulchan Aruch Siman Aleph. Tov Vat Bekavana Misha Harbe Harbe Below Kavana. Put those two together, and basically, what's it saying? Better to say half a psuk of the Zimra slowly with Kavana than to say more of it without Kavana. And then the Shulchan Aruch quotes one more because we're here. Mizmar Lasoda Yesh LaAmra Binagina Shekala Shiros Asidos Libatel Chusmi Mizmar Lasoda. How often does the Shulchan Aruch say, "Sing this"? Mizmar Lasoda. Right, so say it binagina, say it with a tune, because this is a shira that's going to last forever. That's the Shulchan Aruch. A couple of halachas at Pesukah, the Zimra, but that's what the Mefarshim say here. That's what it means, mitoch Torah. Mitoch divrei Torah, we're supposed to daven, mitoch divrei Torah. V'chein, a parallel halacha, not exactly parallel as we'll see, but parallel, v'chein. The Shulchan Aruch says v'chein. Sorry, the Gemara says the word v'chein. Al yipater adam michaveira. A person should not leave their friend. El lo mitoch sicha, v'lo mitoch schok, v'lo mitoch kalas rosh. Same kind of things. V'lo mitoch toram b'telem, el mitoch dvar shel Torah. When you leave your friend, you use the same type of content. Leave your friend in a meaningful way. So they'll remember you, they'll focus on what you did the last time. Shekein matzina b'neviim harishonim, because that's what we find in the early prophets. This does not mean what we call neviim rishonim. Right, it just means the early prophets, Shahayu Chosmin, as Devrayim, B'Devray Shavach, or B'Devray Nechamas. Everything, they always ended up with something good and positive. Right, you always have to end up with something positive. That's what the Charedim say. You shouldn't leave your friend in a bad mood. You shouldn't leave your friend saying something negative. Say something positive and constructive. Ayipater, B'Mashaya Asuk, Im Eino Davar Hagun, says the Charedim. Kuchu Tsar Hanefesh. We should never leave sad. That's right. Some of the Mefarshim say your face and your conversation is a Rishus HaRabim. And we have to make sure to take care and not be mazik in Rishus HaRabim. Because when we leave, we should try to give chizuk to our friend and to lift them up. So now the Gemara says, oh, aren't there a couple of exceptions? Amar Rabbi Lazar, chutz mi Yirmiyo. Rabbi Lazar says, I have a problem. Yirmiyo anavi shechasam b'divrei tachachos. Look in the last parak of Yirmiyo. It's all divrei tochacha. Look in the Rosh Tzirlio. Shesov dvarav medaber b'churban beis hamigdash. Ubikila oshel Yehoyachin. Yehoyachin gets into jail and get by Nebuchadnezzar and the churban beis hamigdash. Look in the last parak. Parak nun beis in Yirmiyo. So I guess Yirmiyo violates this law. Maybe you can see Yirmiyo is different. That is the Navi of the Churban. So maybe he's different. Amal Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, sorry. I don't think it's an exception. Odhu b'divrei nechamas chasam. He also, Yirmiyo also closed with divrei nechamas. Va'amar, he said, kacha tishka bavel. Bavel should go down. Bavel should go down. What is that referring to? If you look in the second to last parak of Yirmiyahu. The last parak of Yirmiyahu is all about the churban, like the last parak of Malachim. But if you look in the second to last parak of Yirmiyahu, that's where he talks about, I'm reading, parak nun aleph, the last pasuk. V'amarta kacha tishka bavel, v'lo takum mipnei hara'a. Bavel should never get up. Asher anochi mevi aleha vaya efu. And they will grow exhausted. That's the last pasuk in the second to last parak of Yirmiyahu. And then the last four words of that pasuk, ad heina divrei Yirmiyahu. Up until here are the words of Yirmiyahu. That's the end of Yirmiyahu. There's another parak after that. But that's what the Navi says. Ad kan divrei Yirmiyahu. Lefi, let's just continue for a moment. Lefi shaya Yirmiyahu chozer misnabe al beis hamigdash. Because Yirmiyahu's whole life was about, and his whole nevuah was about talking about the beis hamigdash and the churban beis hamigdash. Yochol b'churban beis hamigdash chasam. You might think that his last nevuah was about the churban. Talmud lomar ad heina divrei Yirmiyahu, as I just read. B'mapoles shel machrivav. Right, the downfall of his enemies, of the ones that destroyed. Chasam, lo chasam b'divrei tochachos, period. So therefore, he ended with divrei tochachos. The big shaila is then, what do you do with Perek Nun Beis? Perek Nun Aleph ends with the downfall of Bavel and Adkan divrei Yirmiyo. So what do you do with the last Perek? So, first I guess we'll look at what's on the page. If you look in the Charedim. The Charedim says, V'yaf al pi, shebesefer Yirmiyahu, kasuv achorben shal mikdash b'sof ha-sefer, Ein muktam u'mu'uchar b'Torah. The Torah is not written in a chronological order, and obviously he's adding here, the Nevi'im are not written in a chronological order. And then he has a very crucial line. V'yesh tam b'chol muktam u'mu'uchar, ne'ela mimenu, yadua le'lokenu yizbarach. Wow. There's a reason. Right, we like to point out, Ein muktam u'mu'uchar b'Torah does not mean that the Torah is not written in order. The Torah is written in perfect order. The Torah is not written in chronological order. There's a different order the Torah is written in. And that's what the Haredim is saying. Why is it in a different order? Hashem knows. Hashem knows. This is a Haredim to remember. Yesh tam b'chol muktam u'mu'uchar ne'ela mimenu. It's hidden from us. Yadua lelokenu yizbarach. But it's known to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. But there are other answers. There are other answers. If you look in the Radak. The Radak, on that pasuk, the Radak, you can't learn Navi without the Radak. I once said, you can't learn Chumash without Rashi, you can't learn Navi without the Radak. The Radak there quotes three pshatim. Right, what does this mean? At the end of the parak Nun Aleph, Ad Heina Divrei Yirmiyo, and then we have a whole other parak. So one answer given is, He Ad Heina Divrei Yirmiyo Klomar Shezachar Al Bavel. Kemosha Amar Lamala. Ad Heina Mishpat Moab. Maybe it just means, this is where his nevuah about Bavel ends. Okay, that won't help us, because then he continues. But number two, says the Radak, Mikan at sofa sefer hu sipur dvarim lo nevuas Yirmiyahu. The next parak just talks about what happened. It doesn't talk about his nevuah ended. His prophecy ended here. Right? It ended with the downfall of Babel. The text keeps going and says what actually happened. But that's not Yirmiyahu. You read the psukim. Vahi bashanat shi'is lamalcho. It says what happened. Right? It's parallel to Malachim. But it's not from Yirmiyahu himself. If you look in he quotes a third pshat, he quotes from the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim. He quotes from the Rambam, E'efshar sheli tipasik anavua me'anavi teramoso, im bizman gadol o ma'at tipasik mimenu. E'efshar, at some point before the Navi dies, his nevuah is going to stop. Ulafi daito efshar lafarish kain. Ad heina divrei Yirmiyahu klomar, kishehishlam nevuas bavel, paska nevuasa udvare, velo niba'ot. It just means, these were the last nevuas that Yirmiyahu got before he died. Again, maybe similar to what the second shot is, but it's just, that's what, he just says, that's what the Rambam says, that a Navi always loses his nevuah a little bit before he died. So here too, Yirmiyahu, that's where his nevuah ended. Maybe that's connected to the second answer. So what about the next parak? The Rambam is not talking about the next parak. The next parak is not his nevuah. That's just saying what happened. That's what the Ma'ara Fulda here says also. He probably quotes that from the Radak, that that's just dvarim, einam ala sipur dvarim matstikim, v'churban habayis, just going through, saying the truth of Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyahu Anavi, he complained to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, why was I picked to be the Navi of doom? You know, why me? Echa and Yirmiyahu. Look in Perek Ches, Perchaf, Perchaf and Yirmiyahu. We had Shirim about this. Those who want more, we have Shirim online about every Perek here. But he writes in Perchaf, Pititani Hashem, you seduced me. Vo'epas, and I was seduced. Chazaktani v'tuchal. Ha'yisilas, remember what they did to Yirmiyahu? They made fun of him. They threw him in quicksand. They put him in jail. They almost killed him. Ha'iti l'schok kalayom. I'm a laughing stock all day. Kula lo igli. Everybody just makes fun of me. Kimidi adaber ezak. Right, whenever I speak, chamas vashod ekra. I say you're doing wrong. Kihayad var Hashem li lecherpo lekelas kalayom. But I'm an embarrassment. Via marti, so I decide, lo es karen, v'lo adaber od bishmo. I said, that's enough. I'm not saying any more nevuah. But you know what happens, says Yirmiyahu? V'yel b'libi ke'ish ba'aris. I have this fire inside of me. Atzur ba'atzmosai. I can't hold it in. I've had enough. I don't want to do it anymore, but then I can't. V'nil esi kalkel v'lo uchal. Right? I cannot. There's an Isidar Isa being Kovish Nebuaso. But Yirmiyahu goes through this back and forth, how he feels like he has to, but it's very difficult for him. Very difficult for him. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara v'haksiv, you're telling me, we just said before, that when you leave your friend, you should be positive, and so too every sefer of Nevi'im, everyone, nothing ends on a bad note. So we say, what about Yirmiyahu? Okay, we just worked that out. Maybe it's not. Says the Gemara, but there are others. There are four other Svarim that seem to end negatively. The Gemara, for some reason here, only brings up two of them. But there are four. They're known as Svarim, I don't know how to pronounce it. Yitzchak, Yud, Tof, Kuf, Kuf. Those are the four svarim that when we read them, we repeat the second to last line, because the last line seems kind of negative. Four times during the year. So we talk about four of them. Two of them out of four. So if you look at the last pasuk in Yeshayahu, the last pasuk of Yeshayahu talks about that all flesh are going to rot. Seems like a very negative line. They'll lie in disgrace. No, that's talking about our enemies. It's talking about our enemies. And that's why. But anyway, we read the second to last line of Yeshayahu whenever that comes up. Vaksiv ki ma'okim ma'os ma'astanu. The last line of Eicha. Last line of Eicha. Hashem finds us disgusting. Ma'os ma'astanu. So, hashiv, answer. Hashivenu. That's the second to last pasuk. Right, the minhag is to read it the second to last pasuk. Hashivenu tachas ki ma'os ma'astanu. No, the pshat is that Hashem return us. Read the last two psukim as one statement. Hashivenu Hashem elecha v'nashuva. Return us ki ma'os ma'astanu, because we have been through so much throughout our history, but you haven't totally decimated us, which obviously means that we're still here. So please bring us back. Or others say it means, this Haredim says, and we've suffered because of it, and all the years of Galus. We've suffered, we've earned your Hashivenu. Right? Bishar ha-yisurin harabim, v'ha-gedolim, she-savalnu, kam-azman, v'lo-hem-arnu dasa, we didn't reject you. Ava-bishim-bonamasim. We don't have any schuyos. Do you know what the one schus we have? Is that we haven't given up faith. We haven't given up emunah. That's the one. So that's how you read the last two psukim in Eicha. Return us, because We are still here. Right? If you look in the Sefer Shalom Yerushalayim, one of the Achronim in the back, he quotes, based on a Medrash we discussed a couple of days ago. Remember the Medrash we discussed? Rashi and Tosfos quote this in Kiddush Shel Aman Aleph, that Hashem had the choice whether to punish us or to punish the Beis HaMikdash, the sticks and the stones. So Hashem chose that. So says the Shalom Yerushalayim, if you see we're still around, that obviously means that you still love us and you're connected to us. So please, Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha Vina Shuva. That's what he says. Mikoach Sheshafa Chamas Aleitzim Alavanim Mipnei Shericham Aleinu Levilti Kaloseinu. And that's Shvel Shamar Chasuv Anachlu Bituchim Shat Hashiveinu Elecha. And that is the Raya. Maos Mastanu Betachlis HaMeisus Katzafta Aleinu Ad Maod. And yet Shafachta Aleitzim Alavanim. Right, and that's what we remember. So Eicha and Yeshayahu are the two. The problem is, what about Koheles and what about Malachi? Right, the end of Treyasar. Right, so those two. If you look in the Ramah quotes. Right, we know this from Tof Kuf Nun Tes. That's where the Ramah quotes. The minhag is to repeat the last words of Eicha Hashivenu. Right, but what about the other ones? Our Gemara doesn't quote it, but he's looking at the Rishonim in Brachas Daf Lamed Aleph. So the Tosfos in Brachas there works out and says, "Oh, those are also talking about the non-Jewish downfall of our enemies." But if you look in the Ritva there in Brachas Lamed Aleph goes through each one. He says, "Va'afilu siyumim shel yatkak." Right, Yud Tav Kuf Kuf. We learned a new abbreviation today. Right, what is that? Yeshayahu Treyasar Koheles Kinos, because Kinos is the Talmudic word for Eicha. We call it Eicha because that's the first word. But Kinos. Those four. Simon Shebach v'Nechama Hein Yisrael. And even those. Heich. And he goes through each one. Yeshayahu Argamar already said. Treyasar Nami Siem Adela Elkoi. It's referring to Einei Anochi Yishalech Az Eliyahu Navi Veishalevavos HaBanim. And at that time Eliyahu Navi is going to come so that there's no more destruction. Koheles, it depends how you read it, he says. Shesiem im tov v'imra, right? As Elokim Yarev is Vosef Shamar, Kizek Kala Adam. You gotta have Yeret Shemayim. So that could be good. That could be good, says the Ritva. Kinos, as we explained here, is going Ahashivenu Koi. That's the Ritva adds in the other two in Brachas Daf Lamed Aleph. Okay, there's so much here. These Dafim are jam-packed. We continue. Af Elio lo niftar me'elisha l'mitok d'var shal Torah. As we said before, Elio Anavi. And Elisha Anavi, when Elio was taken up in the chariot of fire, they were talking in Torah. That's how. Maybe Elio knew that he was going to be taken. They were talking in Torah. And that's the source in the Navi as well. Vayehema holchim holoch v'daber. They were talking. They were talking in Torah when he went up. I saw one of the Achronim talk about why didn't the Gemara quote Egla Rufa and Yosef and Yaakov, right? That's the makar for talking in Torah. So the answer is, that's the last Torah they were talking about. That doesn't prove that the last thing they were doing was Torah. The last Torah that they learned together. When he sent them out, he said, go find your brothers. They might not have been learning right then. Maybe they learned the day before. So that just proves the last Torah they were talking about, but not that the last thing they were doing was talking in Torah. Okay, but here you see Daber. Bameo Yoskim. So what were they talking about? So four different Pshatim. What were Elisha and Elio talking about? And obviously there's a lot of symbolism to each one. We're just going to read them. Number one, Rav Achla bar Zira Amar Kriyashma Yoskim. They were talking about Kriyashma. Doesn't have to be literally Kriyashma. They were talking about Kabbalah Samachla Shemayim. Heich ma da'at Amar V'dibartabam. Right, the word Daber. Daber by Elisha and Elio. V'dibartabam is a reference to Kriyashma. Number two, Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi Omer Bebrias Olam Ayoskim. They were talking about Maisa Braces. Kamad Omar B'Dvar Hashem Shemayim Naasu. You see, Dvar Hashem. Rabbi Yehuda ben Breder of Abi Ivo Omer Benachamat Yerushalayim Ayoskim. They were talking about Geula. Kamashen Da Omer Dabru Alev Yerushalayim. Rabbanan Amrin B'Merkava Ayoskim. They were talking about Maisa Merkava, right? Which happened, right? To Hechdat Omer. Hine Rechev Eish V'Suse Eish V'Gomer. When it says that the chariots of fire came down, maybe that's what they were talking about. Chariots of fire, like Yechezkel saw, and that's how they went up. Rav Yirmiya Amar, back to the other halacha of the day, not just how you're supposed to leave your friend, but how you're supposed to daven. Lo yamar adam yispal mitoch din shel halacha. We said before, you're only supposed to start davening mitoch Torah, but here we specify a little more, din shel halacha. The Haredim emphasizes, this means that this is not exactly the same halacha. Mitoch divrei Torah, you leave your friend, you can talk any Torah. But davening has to be halacha. What does that mean? Clear, not a machlokes, so you'll be thinking about who you paskin like, but clear and not heavy, and not chamor. Those are what he says. And that's why he says, they're not exactly parallel. See on the first wide line, lo shavu legamrei. These kalachas aren't exactly the same. How are you supposed to, the Torah before you daven and the Torah when you leave your friend. Torah when you leave your friend could be any, could be deeper, and it could be more involved. Rabbi Yirmiya Omar, ha'osik b'tzorchei tzibur, ha'osik b'divrei Torah. Rabbi Yirmiya says, if you're osik b'tzorchei tzibur right before davening, that's like osik b'divrei Torah. So if somebody's a gabbai that's taking care of all the 10 different things of the shul, right before davening, that's also okay. As long as, the Haredim says, ein libo Torah od. As long as it's not heavy and issues that make you focus and would lose kavana during davening. Rav Huna Amar, what are clear-cut halachos that you could be involved in right before you daven? So these are probably aren't the clearest cut halachos that we would have chosen, but here they are. There are a number of them. A number four. Number one. Some of them are in the Bavli too. Rav Huna Amar Ro Atibas Kein Chardol Yoshevezu Mishaberes Alav Shivinakiyim. We know a woman Bizman Azeh who sees even a tiny drop of blood the size of a barley seed weighed Shivinakiyim. Even though Mida Raisa, there's differences between a Zava and a Nida, which we're not going to go into now. But Bizman Azeh, we weighed Shivinakiyim. That's clear. V'kol Mumatzli, and then you can get up and daven. Right, interesting, the language in Shas Bavli is the Bnos Yisrael Hechmiru Al Atzman. Yet here in the Yerushalmi it just says Haroa, that's the din. Either way, the Poskim, the Ramban in his Sefer on Hilchas Nida, and all the Poskim say that even though the language of the Bavli is Bnos Yisrael Hechmiru, it's not a Chumra. It's a din Li'ikuva Bizman Hazeh, but that's number one, clear cut. Right, Tibis Tam Kachartel. Zira Bar Rechinina Amar. It's fascinating that these Halachas Psukos, number one is Taras, Tum of a Tara, or Issa of a Heter, and now we have Kachim. Zir bar Chinna Amar, Hamekas Dam b'Kachim, Ma'al. Even though, usually, Dam is not subject to Mi'ila, there's a special Gderes HaKasiv, if I get Hana'ah from blood, I do not violate the Isra of Mi'ila, which is getting illegal benefit from the Beis HaMikdash, that's only by Dam that's going to be used for a Karban, that's going to be used for a Kapara. But if I just bloodlet the animal, so then that blood is nothing to do with the carbon. If I blooded the animal for the health of the animal, so then, says the Haredim, that is subject to, if I get benefit from it, that is subject to Mi'ila. Od hu me'ilchas ksuvos. This is also a halacha that is clear that you can learn before davening. Number three, Tani bar Kabara Amar, Achadasar Yom Shvei Nida L'Nida Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. The Halacha Moshe B'Sinai that talks about Nida and Zava. We have the 7 days of Nida and then the 11 days of Zava, 7-11, 7-11. That is also clear cut. It's so clear cut, there's a major machlokas about it. If you remember the Rambam against all the other Rishonim. The Rambam says, 7-11, 7-11, forever and ever and ever. The other Rishonim, the Ramban in Hilchas Nida says, no, if a woman did not have Shivinakiyim yet, when she's a Zava, she does not start her days of Nida yet until she finishes her days of Zava. And the Ramban says, in Hilchas Nida, Paragalav Halacha Yud Beis, Ein Ziva Ela B'Yud Aleph Shesmuchin L'Zayin Sherasim Em Nidus. Ziva is only next to the 7 days that she had Nida. If she, meaning after the 11 days, if she didn't see yet, so she doesn't start Yemei Nida yet. Because Yemei Nida starts when there's a period. V'hizoyer b'minyin zeh, says the Ramban. Shekvar ta'a bo gdoli ha-machabrim. The Rambam already misunderstood. The Ramban could say that, but that's the Rambam in Hilchas Yisurei Bia. So major machlokas, but the halacha, whatever it is clear cut. Number four, Tani Reboshia, Mar ba'adam dogan b'tevin umar malav lepojim and ma'isrus. As we know, in order to be chayiv in shumas and ma'isrus, one has to A, process the grain, that's called meruach, and number two, bring it straight into the front door of the barn. Those two. If I skip step one, meruach, I don't process it. I bring the grain into my barn when it's still covered in its chaff, or I bring it in through the window upstairs. Either of those, there is no chiv to be mafir shumas and ma'isrus, and I'm allowed to eat. I'm allowed to eat from it. But Chazal asered achilas keva, even in that circumstance. If it's a serious meal, I shouldn't do that. Only achilas arai. Only achilas arai is allowed. But somebody could bring in their food in that way if they want to give it to their animal. Because their animal is always considered achilas arai. Somebody could do that. That is number four. Number three. Number four. Avdan sha'al l'rebi, Avdan, which the Mara Folda says is a shortened version of Abba Yudan. Abba Yudan, but sometimes he says, you find in the Yerushalmi name shortened. Vashas maskiroso biksara kidarko shel shazeh. Like the derech of this shas to shorten names, like leaving out aleph's. So here too, that's a shortened name. Avdan sha'al l'rebi kama malos bakodesh. How many levels of tumah are there in karbanos? V'amar li arba, right? There could be a revi'i la tuma in kachim. V'kama malas b'truma, v'amar la shalosh, v'kama matzli, and then we got up in davin. Right? We know there's av, rishon, sheni, shlishi only in truma, and revi'i only in kachim. So these probably weren't the classic halachas that we would have chosen in terms of a halacha psuka. There's none from Arachayim. They're all from Zroim and Kachim and Taris. Pretty amazing. But call it Torah Kula. Weiter. Reb Chizkia, Reb Yaakov, Bar Acha, Reb Yasa, B'shem Reb Yochanan. Again, amazing Gemara here. Amazing Gemara coming up. La Olam Al Yehei HaPasuk Azez Ad Mitoch Picha. This Pasuk should always be on your mind. Hashem Tzvakos Imanu, Miskav Lanu, Elokei Yaakov Selah. Hashem of hosts is always with us, and he's our protector, the God of Yaakov. Rabbi Yossi bar Avun, Rabbi Yevel, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan v'Chavaraya, a different Pasuk. Hashem Tzvakos Ashriyada Bodei Abach. And there's another version that adds in the third one. Hashem Oshia. Right? These psukim all go together. Reb Chizkiya b'shem Rabbi Yevo. This tefillah should always be on your lips. Yiras mofanach Hashem alakein avagei avaseinu. Shetatzilene mishos hachatzufos hakashos aros. Hashem save us from the difficult times. Hayotzos hamisrakshos lavo l'olam. Right? We have a similar lashon in tefillah sederach. Period. Ein obdim l'spala mitok kovid ro. So these are tefillahs that should always be. Again, there's a lot of symbolism. We don't have time to go into it. Why these psukim? Reb Shuben Levi Amar Hishtachbol Hashem Bahadras Kodesh Bechardas Kodesh. Hey and Chesket Switch. In awe, we should get ready to bow in front of Hashem. Reb Yosi Ben Chanina Amar. One more pasuk. Idduat Hashem Beyira VeGilu Birada. Serve Hashem in awe and celebrate in trembling. Amar Avacha LeKishayavo Yom Rada Tagilu. When the day of Yom Rada comes, when the day that Hashem is going to judge the world, Tagilu, you'll be besimcha. So, because you will have done exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted you to do. Okay, there's a lot more, but we'll stop here. And, Beth Hashem, we will continue. Brachos, Nun Gimel.